Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Walking through the highs.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live, right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
And I'm Lewis Wright.
Nice to have you back, Lewis.
Hello, yes, it's nice to be back. Apologies for not being here last week.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you all missed me terribly.
We did. How is everybody?
Not bad, yeah. How are you?
Good. Been a decent week so far, and the last show before Easter.
It is.
It's an earlier Easter than last year. Yeah. It was a pretty late Easter last year. About, I think it was the 20th of April last year, that was Easter. And we've got a bit of a nice early one, earlier one.
So more chocolate early on.
More chocolate early on. Although Easter eggs aren't the cheapest this year.
No, they're not.
No, they're not really. It's best to wait until around May and just bulk buy all the ones that are left over.
Just when they reduce price.
Exactly.
Well, we decided to start the show with two songs. Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights, which was Easter number one in 1978.
Oh, fantastic.
And the guitar solo at the end by the late, great Ian Benson, he did that with a broken arm.
That is mad.
There's people who can't do that with two functioning arms, never mind a broken one. You may know Benson's name from the Alan Parsons Project and Pilot, if you're familiar with those two bands. And we also decided to play David Bowie's Space Oddity because of a certain NASA event that happened late last night. If anyone decided to stay up for it, it was the Artemis 2 launch, which will fly around the moon for the first time in over 50 years. A NASA mission's gone to the moon or around the moon.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it'd been that long, actually.
I know, it feels long overdue, really.
Long overdue. And Bowie's song was actually banned by the BBC when it first released, because it released just around the time of the famous Apollo 11 launch in 1969. It's about a stranded spaceman, actually.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make sure Armstrong and his crew got home safe, well, landed safe before anything, because if something happened, you can imagine what would happen then.
Yeah, it might have been in slightly bad taste.
Bad timing, bad taste.
Yeah,
no doubt a great song, though. And one of my favourite Bowie songs, actually.
Yeah, for me as well.
The guitar's great in it.
It is.
But has anyone got any plans for Easter this weekend?
Eat lots of chocolate.
Good shout.
Yeah, just big family meal. I need to actually go out and buy a big hunk of lamb or something afterwards. I don't really know what we're doing, but we'll figure it out.
There's plenty of lamb going about, I think, in the supermarkets.
I always leave it too late and it just...
just vanishes.
Basically.
Well, when I see it in the soup, I'm personally not a lamb fan, but I don't eat lamb usually.
Fair enough.
I don't know why, because I do like lamb when I've had it in the past. Welsh lamb especially. It's meant to be, it is like Easter meat. It's a bit like the equivalent of what turkey is at Christmas. Number one meat around this time.
It's just lovely. I think lamb is my favourite meat. I've always just been a fan of it. And I'm probably not cooking this one, which is going to make it taste
a bit
better. I mean, it just varies, to be fair. Sometimes we'll have like roast chicken and stuff like that, but my partner has offered to make this one. So thank you to her, and I'll be sat in the garden enjoying a beer when it happens.
That sounds great. So, Brad, chocolate, have you stocked up?
No, I did get an Easter egg the other day, but I've eaten it already.
Wow. I don't blame you, actually.
Yeah. I'll probably just on my way home, might get an Easter egg on my way home, maybe today.
I mean, plenty of stock in all the shops. As I said, despite the price rise this year, I've not gone it as of yet, but fingers crossed, hopefully, by Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find a way to treat ourselves, get a few. You've got to find ones with good goodies on the inside, though,
because
if it's just a plain Easter egg, it's a little bit disappointing.
It's like the, I think it was a few years ago, there was the mini egg ones where you've got a packet of mini eggs inside, which are also expensive this year.
Yeah, I can imagine, to be
fair. I haven't got too much planned. I know I'll be going out with friends tomorrow for Good Friday.
Yeah,
lovely.
Going to go around Kelham Island, I think.
Okay.
A nice day out. I always like going to Kelham Island when I get the chance.
There's a few nice pubs around there, aren't there?
Plenty of nice pubs. It's the place to be, I think, in Sheffield. Yeah. Well, the city centre's pretty good, actually, for going out with family and friends, enjoying a drink and something to eat. But I think Kelham Island's a place to be.
It's definitely got a lot of the cool stuff going on down there.
But... it definitely does. Considering what it used to be, a very industrial area, and now they've transformed it completely into... almost like a modern hub.
Yeah,
kind of, yeah.
I can imagine it being busy tomorrow, which will be nice to see, actually.
Most definitely.
We are going to get to some more music soon, and there's not many Easter-themed songs out there, other than the hymns you might hear around, and I don't think we'll be able to play them.
Yeah.
Then it's not like Christmas where it's just full of like themes related. So we'll do our best. We will do our best, and we'll go to another song, which was the year before Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights, in 1977, and we're going to go with a bit of ABBA now. And who doesn't like a bit of ABBA?
Oh, everyone likes and ABBA.
We're going to go with Knowing Me, Knowing You.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I
Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA, taken from the album Arrival, which was also Easter number one that year. Hardly a surprise, I don't think.
No, probably not.
Great album and great song. We do have an interview to play.
We do.
Fantastic.
Our wonderful producer, Chris, conducted this interview just the other day, I believe.
Yeah.
And we've just had it in, so it's fresh off the press, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can call it.
World exclusive.
And we are going to play it for you now and enjoy this interview.
Good afternoon, welcome to Commuters Live here, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and we have the board director at the Association of Lifetime Lawyers, Emma Bryson. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining me today. I've been reading this report, and lawyers see rise in contested estates as majority of midlife Brits admit they don't have a will.
Yeah, that's right. So may or may not be surprising to hear that more, like you say, more than not don't have a will. So this is a problem. And the risks are, without a valid will in place, you lose the choice to decide what happens with your property, your money and your belongings when you pass away. So it's really, really important that people get their wills in place so that they can choose what they would like to happen and appoint guardians for their children in the event that they're no longer here.
I mean, I've got to ask as well, I mean, what do you think the reason is for middle-aged Brits to not have a will? What do you think the reason is?
Yeah, I think it may be a number of things. It's probably one of those things that we don't like to think about. We don't like to talk about dying. We don't like to think that we one day are not going to be here. So it's probably one of those things that we naturally put off. Also, that age range are probably some of the arguably the busiest. You know, life is probably a lot going on, families, children, work, that kind of thing. So it's probably just something that you think, I'm too young, I don't need to do this right now. But that's not the case. And actually, now is definitely the time to get your will in place. It's not something that only applies to, you know, elderly people.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that, I mean, unfortunately, like you say, it could happen any time, unfortunately. Like you say. But, I mean, 3/4 of lawyers are offering later legal advice. And it's going to be increased a lot more, isn't it, unfortunately?
The issues as a result of the post-death issues, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So our survey showed that lawyers are seeing more and more of these claims or issues and disputes that are happening after someone passes away. And actually, that the statistics show that these claims are on the rise. So there are things that can be done to safeguard against disputes or family upset post-death. And if you speak to a professional, speak to a solicitor who's going to be able to help you safeguard against them getting your will in place now.
And I mean, for anybody that's listening to this, I mean, what can they do? I mean, what advice would you give to them?
So my advice would be to update your will if you haven't for a while. Have a look at it, see if it still does what you want it to do. Or if you don't have a will, then make one. And the place to start with that is by going to lifetimelawyers.org.uk and having a look at we've got a really useful tool, Find a Lawyer. You can type in your postcode and have a search for some accredited solicitors in the area who are going to be able to have a conversation with you, talk to you about your will and take steps to get it in place and protect your family for the future.
And I mean, how long does when you make a will for yourself, when you make a will, I mean, how long does it, before it's outdated, how long does it last?
So it will last for until you die, unless you cancel it or revoke it, it's called. It will stay in place. But we would recommend reviewing your will sort of every 5 years or when there's any sort of significant life changes. So if you marry, get divorced, separate, new children, grandchildren, or there's any sort of big changes in your financial circumstances or big changes in your life generally, that's the time to think about your will. Do I need to update it? Does it need to be reviewed?
And I think a lot of people are also frightened because, unfortunately, there's a lot of contested decisions at the end. And it's horrendous, actually, what I'm reading.
Yeah, it's so stressful and upsetting for the families to be dealing with not only losing a loved one, you're grieving, it's one of the most difficult things you can go through, but then to have the added issue and upset of a dispute or arguments post-death, because you maybe somebody didn't make a will and you're left having to guess or work out what that person wanted to do. You don't have any legal document telling you, and then this can cause real upset and confusion and disputes between family members, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrendous. I mean, it's just like it's a lesson anybody needs, especially when
Absolutely.
A loved one has died. Or it's just, yeah. I mean, it's got to be so stressful for the lawyers as well.
Yes, I mean it's definitely it's difficult. It's difficult work, but it's our clients that are going through it and are having to deal with this. It's their family, so we like to try and take the pressures, take the burden off, and try and resolve disputes for them if they're already in a dispute, and try to seek a resolution as early as possible. But actually, the best way to safeguard against those disputes is by getting a legally robust will in place whilst you're alive, having the professional advice, and then that's the biggest safeguard really against any claims or issues that can happen when you're no longer here.
Do you think, and also another worry is that it could be the cost as well?
Yes, potentially. I think it's one of those things that we don't necessarily you don't really get the benefit of a will right now. So you're having to pay for something. It's being completed, but it's protection for the future. And maybe people are sort of choosing a short-term saving over a long-term protection,
Sure.
because it's one of those things that we don't really see the benefit of right now. But that is a problem, because the costs when it goes wrong far outweigh the costs of putting a will in place now. So it's definitely one of those things that shouldn't be put off for that reason. And there are there's lots of solicitors out there that will be able to give quotes, and you'll be able to find somebody that suits you.
I mean, there's so many questions I would love to ask you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. But I'd like to ask you, I want to say thank you, Emma, for joining me today. So for anybody that wants to update their will, where can they go?
So they want to go to lifetimelawyers.org.uk and use the Find a Lawyer tool to look for a local solicitor, pick up the phone, have those conversations, and get your wills in place.
Emma, it's been a pleasure. My final question for you is, what would you like to say to our listeners who are currently listening right now?
I would say, although this is something that we don't like to think about, it's not something that we like to talk about. I would say, don't underestimate the consequences of when this goes wrong. It can be really upsetting, and I think the best way to protect your family for their futures is to take steps now to get your will in place, and you'll have peace of mind.
Emma, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Chris.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Philip Bailey and Phil Collins with Easy Lover there. Easter number one in 1985.
Ah, nice.
So 41 years ago already. Before that, we had the interview about Wills with Emma Bryson there. Very important topic.
Yeah, a lot of stuff I didn't even think about, to be fair, so definitely.
Yeah, I know Wills are very important, but there's a lot more that goes into them.
Yeah.
But they are vital, so if you want to do one, do them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you never know. And they are important to help your loved ones for their future too.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to continue with more songs shortly. Because there's a whole list of number ones, which I didn't even know some of them were number ones over these years. Different times, of course, because Easter does change.
Yeah.
We have early Easters and late Easters.
Yeah.
I can't remember the reason why Easter changes. It's not like Christmas where it's a set date.
Yeah, I can't remember at all, to be fair.
I got told years ago and it left me mind completely.
Yeah. Easter's one of those holidays where it kind of feels more like it's sort of lost its original meaning now. It's just about eating chocolate. And
When you're a kid, it hits different.
Yeah.
In the nicest way possible. Easter egg hunts, family round, lots and lots of chocolate, of course.
Cartoons about rabbits.
Cartoons, films on the TV. On if you tune into BBC and ITV, you've got all sorts of films on.
Yeah, probably an old James Bond on at some point.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones has been on the last week.
I've seen it.
I had Raiders of the Lost Ark on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, really? It was, yeah.
And then over the weekend, it was the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the fourth one that was on.
Yeah, maybe skip that one.
Well, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right. The last one, however, we don't talk about.
I haven't actually seen the newest one yet.
Neither have I.
Talk to Chris, he'll tell you.
Okay, right.
The three, though, were great, the original three.
The first three, yeah.
Personally, they should have left it at that, but with an iconic franchise, they always bring it back somehow. Yeah. Whether it's Star Wars, Indiana Jones, or James Bond.
But the new game's supposed to be really, really good.
The new game is pretty good. Mm. Speaking of games, has anyone been playing any games recently?
Train Simulator 5.
You downloaded it after?
No, so what happened was, Train Simulator 5 is on Game Pass. Train Sim 6 was on Game Pass with the Thomas DLC, which I started playing.
Yeah.
But then it got removed like a few days after I started playing it, so it's just Train Sim 5 now.
Yeah. Train Sim 5.
Yeah.
I still haven't got Cyberpunk yet. I know I keep on saying I'm going to get it, but
I've still not played
Cyberpunk,
it yet.
Very underrated.
On to Game Pass now.
It is.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, even better. Fantastic.
I mean, I know when it first came out, it had its issues.
It did.
But they fixed it, and it became a godlike game, from what I've heard.
I mean, I enjoyed it so much, I played through the issues. Like, I had the original PS4, day one release, and it was like playing a slideshow, but I still had a really good time with it and pushed through to the end. I don't know how, but I did. So
good, good. Fallout's been my game. Fallout 76. Apart from yesterday, I joined my friend's server. Three blast zones in one server.
Really?
Yeah, it denied me from doing a quest.
Oh, really?
The ash heap had two in just one space. I don't know. I mean, the ash heap's dangerous anyways.
Okay.
And then further, I'm like, I want to do my quest.
Yeah.
So I just had to sit around and do something else.
That's why I don't play as many multiplayer games, because it's just other people. Can ruin everything very quickly.
GTA 5 Online is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Many a times, just minding my own business, and then all of a sudden,
you're
something
exploded.
Happened.
Yeah.
I'm exploded. Someone's hit me with a car.
It's why I always do private sessions on there, like friends only sessions.
We started doing them eventually because we just got sick of people.
Yeah.
Just so we can get stuff done.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play Just Cause 2?
I've still got it. It's amazing.
Yeah. I didn't get to play it.
Didn't
I should do, really, shouldn't I?
It's one of the better ones, I think.
Yeah,
I know Just Cause 3 is a very good game, what I've heard, but I didn't get round to playing Just Cause 2.
Oh, it's great. It's worth checking out. But
did you ever play the first one?
I've never done the first one. I almost just thought, it starts with Just Cause 2.
If you have a Series X or an Xbox One, it's backwards compatible.
Is it?
Yeah. The 360 version is, yeah.
Is it any good? Is it worth playing?
I would say so. I've not played it for years, but yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I've gone back to Bioshock recently as well.
Classic, absolute classic.
I had to reinstall it because it stopped working on me. Luckily, all my progress was saved. Mm. The first one is one of the better ones, I think. The second one's pretty good. Third one, not as much.
I've never played the second one. The third one, I was so excited for. And I think I forced myself to like it more than I actually did, because then when I replayed it, it didn't really hold up.
It didn't hit as hard. That's what happens with games sometimes.
There's some parts of it are cool. The skyhooks are really cool, zooming about, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe make another one.
Maybe make another one and see what happens. Exactly. Test the water.
But that was years ago now. That was like, 16 years ago since...
Bioshock 1 was 2007.
I bet Infinite as well. That's out like 2013.
So it's an old franchise.
Yeah.
Coming up to the 20th anniversary of the first game. Oh, wow. How time flies, eh?
No.
Not just on this show, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this year's already April.
Yeah.
Can we just take a moment?
I know. Yeah. Oh dear. But I'm fine with the year flying through at the start, because then we get summer quite quickly. It's at the end when it's like, oh, great.
I'm glad we've got, like, later days almost, like sunlight for more hours. That's the only part I don't like about winter, is getting dark early.
Yeah.
Like, you're on your way home from either work or whatever you've been doing, it's pitch black at 4 o'clock. Yeah. Whereas now it's at about 7 o'clock, it's reasonable.
Yeah.
Much more reasonable. We are going to jump into some more music. We're going to 1982 now. And this is one of, I believe this is one of Brad's favourite albums and songs.
I don't listen to these much, but yeah, it's one of my favourites, by these.
They possibly have the most iconic mascot in all of music, well, heavy metal at least.
Yeah.
I'd think so anyways. It's taken from the album of the same name, and this is Iron Maiden with The Number of the Beast.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? What I saw that night was real and not just fantasy. Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair. No!
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Iron Maiden with The Number of the Beast, they're taken from the album of the same name, back in 1982, yep. Which was Easter number one as well, for that album. Pretty logical, right?
Yeah.
It's such a tune, that. It is such a tune.
It
makes me want to learn how to ride a motorbike just so I can, like, crash it,
basically. I was informed that it's featured in the new 28 Days.
Yeah, Bone Temple.
Used very well in it as well.
It is. Yeah.
I want to see that film now because of that.
It's
scene
really good
on its own. If Iron Maiden's featured, then
yeah,
I'll obviously it.
Yeah.
Did everybody know that the lead singer Bruce Dickinson was educated in Sheffield?
I didn't know. No.
Oh, fantastic!
I can't name the schools or anything because I don't know where. But yeah, he was educated in Sheffield. Born not too far away in Worksop.
Oh, okay.
So that's an interesting.
He's a good northern lad, then.
He's a good northern, even though he doesn't speak with a northern accent.
He's an all right northern.
He's been around the block a bit. So yeah, he's been in and out of the world.
Yeah.
Still going strong though, Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
They were great when they formed, taking heavy metal to a whole new level.
They did, definitely.
Especially in the 1980s, where they really, really made the name.
Yeah.
And as I said, I think it's Eddie the Head. Who's the name of the mascot?
Yep.
Recognisable anywhere you go.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of Iron Maiden merchandise going on, what I see. Jackets, T-shirts.
Yeah.
A lot.
Like, used more than probably any other band I see, like just on general merch, but yeah.
America, when I went last year, there was loads of them as well. They're huge in the States.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
They're featured in a lot. One of their songs was featured in the recent, the final series of Stranger Things as well, right?
Oh,
at the
was
end.
It?
Yeah, it was. And I think I can say which song it was.
Okay.
It was The Trooper.
Yeah, right, okay.
Which also has a beer named after the song.
It does.
It does. It's a very nice beer, actually.
I mean, they've got a good choice of music to go from. Like, even just in the series before that, we had Master of Puppets and Running Up That Hill. Like, you know, they're not spoiled. I mean,
there's a whole playlist dedicated to Stranger Things, I think. If you go on Spotify or any streaming platform, there's a whole long, from one to five.
Yeah, well, we've got to educate the kids of today, don't we?
We do. Because it's set in the 1980s, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it helps a massive lot.
Helps set the vibe.
Yeah. That's a great phrase for that, actually.
Yeah.
Nearly at the end of the show. A few more minutes left. Going to some local news. There is a new tram stop opening.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that, yeah. Tram train, isn't it? Magna? To Magna,
yes.
Yeah.
As part of the Rotherham tram train line, which, if you don't know which way, when it goes to Rotherham, it's the Central Station, Rotherham Parkgate, and now Magna.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I used to love Magna as a kid.
Same with him.
Last time I went was about 4 years ago, actually. I just thought I'd go just for old time's sake. If you've not been to Magna, it looks a bit daunting on the outside.
Yeah.
It's a big old
steelworks, isn't it?
Old steel structure,
well,
yeah.
They host big music events as well sometimes now.
Yeah, they have like little concerts there. Swedish House Mafia, 2010, one of the biggest electronic bands in the world.
Well, they got stuff like, I don't know if they still do it anymore, but they used to have like Bass Fest and stuff there as well, which is like a big drum and bass kind of event on around Christmas. It's huge.
It's not just a museum, but if you do go to the museum bit, it's quite fun. There's a lot of interactive activities. From what I remember, the water bit.
Yeah.
I used to walk in like dry as anything, and then all of a sudden you're soaking wet when you exit the.
I just remember my mum being annoyed whenever we left that bit.
I remember the electric lamps as well. Because it is a dark place as well.
It is.
So they rely on that.
There's still the fire tornado as well. That was my favourite.
I think I saw that last time I went. As a child, I was like, wow, I've never seen anything. Yeah. And I've never seen anything like that before, apart from in a film.
No, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. Next, well, in about a week's time, actually, the new Magna tram stop will be open to the public.
Ah.
So if you're wanting to visit Magna and don't want to drive there, because it is... Can be a bit of a journey to get there.
Yeah,
a
track out there.
If you're in town and fancy it, or whether you're in Sheffield or Rotherham, there you go.
Yeah.
Easy access. Need I say more?
I've got another bit of local news for you guys. Have you, either of you, seen the Uber Eats delivery robots that are starting to spread across the city?
No,
have you not?
I've heard about it, but not seen.
They've just started popping up in my area, and I've seen one out in the wild recently for the first time, just trundling along, and it is a bizarre.
Wait, so is there like no people involved with it or anything?
I don't think so. I think they park up near the park local to me and just kind of sit there until they get an order,
right?
And then they just go along by themselves to do it. But of course, there's a few of them that are about, but of course, some have already had themselves kicked in by bored teenagers, which I think is just natural when something gets first released out. But yeah, it is absolutely bizarre just seeing a little robot going down the streets. It really feels like we're in the future.
AI is once again taking over.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything robotic or AI. Yeah,
yeah, it had Skynet written on the side, weirdly.
I feel like that's going to affect loads of jobs, though, because there's loads of delivery drivers out there who work hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes delivering it like stupid hours in the morning.
Well, they're quite slow, the robots as well, so surely you think it's just going to be freezing every time it gets to you.
With humans, fairly reliable, actually. Unless there's something on the roads, of course, but it's not their fault.
Yeah. Well, one thing I don't like with delivery apps is when they have to pick up two orders at once and then you're the second one.
Also, you need to show like the code or ID.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone else has ordered for you, you have to rely on them.
Yeah, true.
Especially if it's at like whatever time in the morning and they're like wanting to go to sleep. You're like, I need you to stay up just for this. Yeah, and then you can go to bed.
Wake up.
Keep awake, come on.
But yeah, so you might see me out and about in the streets with a crowbar searching for the robots just so I can get a free meal.
Well, I have just been informed about Dickinson's education further.
Okay.
He went to the King Edward School.
All right, okay.
Which is still around today, I believe.
Oh, is it?
A lot of my mates went there.
Well, now you can say, oh yeah, by the way, you know who went here?
Yeah, they won't care, they're not that educated, or they bless them.
And then he went to boarding school and got expelled. I'm not sure if I'm able to repeat the reason why.
That's pretty metal, though.
That's where he became now.
Yeah.
He's gone from being expelled from boarding school to being one of the biggest metal singers in the world.
Yeah,
I think he might be on the Mount Rushmore of heavy metal singers.
Yeah,
although there is like a tough choice.
Yeah,
like a very tough choice. I can't even make that decision.
No,
but we are at the end of the show, unfortunately, once again.
No.
Yeah, it's gone quick.
It always does.
Always does. That's the only thing I don't like about this show. It goes too quick.
Yeah.
Other than that, we've had a great time.
Yeah.
Getting in the Easter spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready for some chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll go out, have some lamb kebab and Easter egg after this.
Lamb and chocolate.
Exactly.
Don't combine the two together, by the way. Unless it might work, actually.
Hey, babe. Lamb and mince, I think.
So, yeah. If you want to throw a bit of chocolate in there, throw a bit of chocolate in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, end of the show. We should be back next week. All being well, everything crossed.
Mm-hmm.
You may see Chris with us. He's been busy doing interviews, as he usually does.
Yeah.
But it is goodbye from me.
Goodbye from Brad.
Ta-ra from me.
And have a nice Easter, guys. And to all our listeners, have a nice Easter too. We're going to finish off with a nice little song, sticking with the space theme. And we're going to finish with a bit of Frank Sinatra now with Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words,
baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.